If you have your Bibles, and I hope that you do, turn to the 19th chapter of the book of Luke. I'm going to go over a story that I first heard when I was in Sunday school. I was in what we call the card class, and I remember my Sunday school teacher. This particular Sunday, she was talking about the man up a tree. She had a flannel board. She would place on that flannel board the image of a tree. Then she'd take an image of a man and put it in that tree. And she'd say, now this man wanted to see Jesus. So he climbs up this tree thinking that Jesus was going this way. And then she'd put up the picture of Jesus as he would be approaching the tree. And then another picture as Jesus standing under the tree, looking up into the tree. And there he saw this little man called Zacchaeus. I'm going to read some scripture beginning at verse 1 from chapter 19 of the book of Luke. Listen to what it says. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Yet he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. Because of his small stature, he was unable to look over the crowd in order to get a glimpse of Jesus. He didn't just want to see him. He wanted to see who he was. But I'd like to bring to your attention the fact that this was the last time that Jesus was going to ever go through this part of the country. This was his last journey into Jerusalem. He would never again walk that dusty road through Jericho. This was the last chance that Zacchaeus would get to see Jesus. I've often wondered, how did he know that Jesus was going to go that way? I believe that he observed the way the crowd was moving. Now I realize that you cannot follow every crowd, because every crowd that you see moving around today does not have Jesus in their midst. Zacchaeus had seen other crowds moving down the road in the past. I believe that he had seen crowds of shoppers as they come into town. Maybe crowds of soldiers, even some angry mobs. But this crowd didn't appear to be angry. They had a spring in their step. They had a smile on their face. It appeared to Zacchaeus that this was a good crowd of people. And he had heard that Jesus was among this crowd. I'd like to say that when Jesus is amongst the crowd, there's happiness, there's joy, there's zeal, there's a smile on their faces. This is what Jesus can do to a crowd. The crowd wasn't determining the direction that Jesus was going. The Bible says that he set his face like a flint. He was on his way to Jerusalem. Zacchaeus realized that this is indeed a movement, not just a crowd, and there must be something special at the center of this movement. And Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He had had opportunities before in the past. Jesus had been ministering for more than 3 years at this particular time. And he had no doubt just shrugged his shoulders and said, I'll catch him later. I believe the Holy Spirit put in his heart that this was going to be his last opportunity. Do you know when your last opportunity is coming to meet the Lord, to have his salvation come to your house? We never know when our last opportunity to meet Jesus will come. We don't know. It could be today. It could be tonight. It could be while you're listening to this broadcast. See Jesus. Whatever you have to do to form a line of communication with Him, I think you ought to do it. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.